In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew, remembering that day, says that Jesus went forth and he saw a great multitude, and the multitude followed him. It followed him just as the people of Israel once followed Moses, but it followed Christ with more faith, because the people of Israel who followed Moses were constantly complaining and talking about the wonderful food that they had left behind in Egypt. And these people forget about food. They forget to take anything with them. They are not concerned. They stay with him well into the day, until the evening begins to come. And he has compassion on them. And he heals their sick. But even after the sick are healed, they don't depart because they want to be with him. They want to be in the presence of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, God himself incarnate. They have a longing for God in his presence, and that is the source of their faith. What they hunger for is not merely the food of this world. It goes beyond that. But the disciples, seeing that the end of the day has come and all of these multitudes are with them, and they are going to be hungry if they spend the long night, and knowing that they won't leave unless Jesus sends them, they ask Jesus and explain to him, "It's getting late. They are getting hungry. We have nothing to feed them. Tell them to go into the city so that they can get something to eat." And Jesus responds to them, "They don't need to depart. You give them something to eat." And they respond to Christ saying, "We have only this little bit of food." What has happened here? Jesus knows that they only have the little food that they have. And he is the Son of God. He can feed the 5,000, the multitudes. But he includes the disciples in what he is about to do. He speaks of himself as one of them because he has come into the world to become one of us. And he is one of us. He has taken on our humanity and made it what it was meant to be in himself. And he wants to include us with him in that humanity. He wants to include the disciples in what he is about to do. He wants to make the hunger of the people in their bodies into a fulfillment of the hunger that they have and longing they have for God. And so he includes the disciples with himself and himself as one of the disciples. And so they say, "We have only this little bit of food that we have. We have this." Christ has included himself as one of them, and they accept that he is one of them. "We have only this." But he tells them what to do, to go, to begin to feed the people. And what he doesn't do by setting himself apart and saying, "Look, I am the Son of God. I can feed you." The Blessed Theophylact says that he does things as he does in order to avoid vainglory, in order to avoid setting himself apart from us. That is exactly the opposite thing that he came into the world to do. He came to unite us to his divinity, to make our humanity at one with his divinity. He wants to share that oneness that he has in himself with all of us, and he does so through the disciples. So he doesn't vaingloriously say, "I will feed you. I am the Christ God. I am the one who can do this." He avoids that completely. He includes himself as one of the disciples, as one of the people. "This is the food that we are going to share." And he reveals how it can be when God and man are one, that we can have food that we share from the hand of the Son of God. That's why he does things as he does them. As a mere priest today, as the priest in Christ's priesthood, no priest myself, it is his priesthood. I and every priest and every bishop is a priest in his priesthood. And in his priesthood today, when I bring the chalice to you, I bring it from the altar where he has given it to share amongst all of us. You make the bread. You bring the wine. And I take it in procession from where it has been prepared. Or we take it in procession from where it has been prepared. Because the movement and the motions of the priest in the divine liturgy is the movement and the motions of the people. Because we move together as one through the spiritual work that is the divine liturgy. And so when the priest brings the paten, the plate that holds the bread that we've offered, and the chalice that holds the wine in the great entrance, I am bringing the offering of all of us. Not just the offering of bread and wine, but our self-offering. The offering of each one of us, of ourselves, is being brought in procession and into the sanctuary to be placed on the altar so that God can unite himself to what we have offered of ourselves, and so that he can feed us the food that he has made into his food and give us himself in that food, sharing himself with us. That's what he began to reveal. That's what he began to do that day when he fed the 5,000. Instead of, as it is many places, coming to a church where we can make ourselves as comfortable as we can, as you're doing now. Instead of coming to a place where we can make ourselves as comfortable as we can in our brokenness, in our fallenness, in our inability to do anything for ourselves, all we can do is receive God's sacrifice on the cross. We can't participate. That's what's usually done, but not in the fullness of the faith. There is no other place where you can come, where we can come, where we can go to receive what we come to receive here. A oneness with God that is based on the fact that as human beings, we need to eat. But we don't want our needing to eat just to be satisfied by the food of the world. We have a longing for God. We forget breakfast in the morning. And we come with hunger and longing for Christ God, to be one with him. And he responds to that longing. He gives of himself. He makes us one with him. There is no other place that we can come to do that. And so when we come, we don't take our ease during the divine liturgy and be as comfortable as we can in our broken, inadequate fallenness. We stand in the presence of God because we know that we are going to be invited in, brought to his table, and receive his life into ourselves, because he has united himself to us so that we can unite ourselves to him. The Blessed Theophylact makes an interesting comment on the last verse of the reading that we've had this morning. He reminds us that Matthew has written, "They that had eaten were about 5,000, besides women and children." And he says that what these words, "besides women and children," mean is this: a Christian man or woman or child, he says, must not in any way be childish, womanish, womanly, or unmanly. The words are squeezed in order to give us the meaning. A Christian child is not childish. A Christian woman is not womanish. A Christian man is not unmanly. We don't understand what it means to be like a human being, manly, like a man, as opposed to being like an animal. We don't understand those words anymore. We apply them to gender. This isn't about gender. The meaning has to do with being human. In Hebrew and in Arabic, the first part of the word human, hum, is used when we refer to God in the third person. He, she, or, not it, but hum. He, she, hum. And hum is how you refer in the third person to God, who is a spirit, not man, not woman, and not it, a person, but hu, spirit. And so human means God, man. We are called to be like God. Human, fully human, children, women, men, all of us called to be human, like Christ, God, man. That is what it means to be a human being. And in his presence, along with him, we can be human. We can share his humanity. We come here in order to share that. Not to be received as those who are so fallen that all we can do is accept something from him without any real participation from ourselves. That we reject. We come here in order to share ourselves with God, and he shares himself with us, and in his presence, our longing for God is fulfilled. That is why the people came to Christ that day with no care for food of the world. That is why we come here in order to be fed, in order to receive in this kind of way. And God responds and he gives himself to us and shares with us the life that we long for, the divine life of God himself, so that we too, like him, might be truly human beings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.